What's up there, Anchor? Welcome to New Age Fitness and Wellness. I am your host, Joe Moretti, and I hope everybody had a great weekend. This weekend, I didn't really do much. I mean, I trained Saturday. And Sunday, I got a tournament this week, but I decided not to cut any weight just because next week I'm starting my International Training Institute program, which will be taking up a lot of my time, making me unable to put in the work I need to be able to compete at a high level. So making this my last tournament for a while, not cutting any weight, just seeing how strong I could be. Didn't feel like going through that struggle of dehydrating and being at my job compromised all day, so that's what's going on for me. And watched the UFC fights on Saturday. Blew my mind that Anthony Pettis knocked out Wonderboy right off the cage. Wonderboy looked like the dominant athlete. I thought he was the dominant fighter, but that just tells you what fighting is. You never know when you could get clipped, and you never know a creative guy like Anthony Pettis. I guess he's never out of it. And it was telling to me how, I mean, this sport has done so much to show everyone that, you know, muscles are kind of just for show. If you learn the technique of a martial art, you could overcome a lot. I mean, Pettis came in 14 pounds over his normal weight, and looked like he had a little band of fat on his stomach, and Wonderboy came in looking like a shredded Greek god, and still got knocked out. So yeah, that just goes to tell you how crazy the skills of martial arts are. But anyway, today I think we got some fun topics to get into. I got a fan listener question I would like to answer, and thank you so much for everybody who listened to the first podcast. I know it was a little long, but we're gonna go for maybe a more condensed, shorter and sweet topic-based pod with keep it around 20 to 25 minutes. So if you're on your break or, you know, just whatever, on a car ride, you could digest the whole thing in one sitting. So let's see how that goes. All right, guys. All right, so getting right into it. I want to start off with a question I got from a listener who is a very close friend of mine, and after he listened to the first podcast, we got into a pretty good dialogue because, you know, he was like, you gave a lot of information on what to do if I'm not training at all and I want to get into training with back pain, but what about for us guys that already are training consistently and, you know, we feel back pain during any workout where we're really using that lower back. And this is a guy, he's an avid lifter for most of his life, a very good athlete, and is just a little lost for what to do in this situation. I mean, he's doing legs twice a week, deadlifting twice a week, squatting twice a week, and it's just getting a little pinch from and tingling from doing this. And also he's saying even when he's trying to do crunches, he's also experiencing pain. So I just gave him a little advice to try out, and hopefully it works. I first, you know, said, all right, well, no matter what, you're deadlifting. He said he's box squatting once a week, squatting normal once a week, and also deadlifting twice a week. So no matter what, if you're trying to dramatically change your body and gain dramatic results and you're doing really hardcore lifts, you're not going to completely avoid any type of pain, because that's just an unrealistic goal. Like I said, any sport you get into, you're going to overcompromise those muscles. Any lift, if you're lifting all the time, you know, you're lifting sore probably all the time. You're big guys that are really into lifting always have little injuries, but what I told him is maybe try, you know, lightening the weight for 2 weeks, doing more explosive work so he doesn't have that huge load, you know, compressing down on his lower back. I don't think it's a really big form problem. I think what I brought to his attention was it could be a misbalance and that in the abs, because, you know, a lot of us guys in the gym, we love hitting, you know, five sets heavy, you know, two reps, screaming it out of squats and deadlifts. But when it comes to abs, you see a lot of people completely neglect them, or, you know, not put the proper work in them to have a balanced body front to back. So this came to the light when I asked him, what are you doing for ab work to combat that and maybe tighten it all up and strengthen your front so you don't have as much pressure on that lower back? And he's like, well, you know, I haven't even done abs in a little bit, because when I've been doing, you know, any type of crunch work, I also experienced the same back pain. And I was like, all right, so let's try for 2 weeks only doing stabilization work, you know, rollouts on a wheel, planks, side planks, a lot of oblique work, because that could be a big problem. You know, if you have super strong abs stabilizing you as you go into the hole on a squat, or even initially coming up on that deadlift, pushing through your heels, you are going to take a lot of that load off your lower back, and you're going to feel a lot more cored and stable when you're going into those reps. So I told him, not only, you know, will you probably experience relief in the back pain, but you will probably also experience more strength, because you'll be overall more balanced and more stable by building those stabilizing muscles. Because if you think about it, when you're holding a plank, that's kind of the same feeling you have in your abs when you first take the weight off of the squat rack. You're standing there and you could feel your whole, or at least you should feel your whole midsection tighten, almost like poking your stomach out before you drop into the hole. So I said do that, and secondly, I also told him, you know, let's go try, you know, two yoga classes, that either hot, restorative, strength, balance, stretching, whatever. I think that could be a super big help. I mean, because if you think, if you're doing mobility work on your own and you're not really a guy motivated for stretching, and you're just doing quick little, you know, put my legs out, sitting down, reach to one leg, hold for 10 seconds, reach the other leg, hold for 10 seconds, you're just getting a little stretch to get you ready for that lift. You're not really doing any corrective action to your super tight muscles. But when you're in a yoga class, they're making you hold these poses for 30 seconds to a minute and really, really pushing your limits, that's where you really see the improvements and pulling all of that muscle and all of those tendons that you're compressing all week together back out. And, you know, I think we're living in a really good time, because I remember when I was growing up, I mean, you didn't know one kid that did yoga. I mean, you would probably be made fun of and ran out of your local powerlifting gym if people were finding out you're doing yoga. But now it's coming to light that this is an extremely necessary part to overall health and fitness and injury prevention. I mean, this came to light for me when I got into the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. The Gracie family is super big into yoga, which I came to find out about. And you know, it just makes me confident when I'm targeting small spots at yoga to build muscle. So I told him to try that, see, because, you know, that could, even if it doesn't help his back, you know, it's going to help his overall wellness and fitness. So yeah, that's what I told him to do. 2 weeks, go explosive work, and try a lot of stabilizing ab workouts, more than even he thinks he should do. And also toss in two yoga classes, and then he's going to check back in with us at the end of the 2 weeks, and hopefully it works out for him, and we're going to grab him and put him on the podcast for our first guest episode and ask about his experience, his introduction to yoga, and I think that'll be really good to show everybody that we can work through these problems of fixing our weaknesses, and hopefully everybody can lead to a more balanced lifestyle just off of this podcast. We already have one person making a positive change on the first episode, so I think that's really great. And also back on last week's topic, I was actually, when I was talking about back pain and how you develop it throughout your life and all of that, And also, not talking smack on basketball, but just saying how terrible that must be for your back and knees. I read an article online today. 33% of kids have experienced lower back pain, and 80% of adults experience lower back pain at some point of their life. Number one leading sports. Basketball is number one, the most. Then came in dance, baseball, football, and then soccer. I mean, let's look at those first two. Basketball and dance. I mean, you're jumping and landing on that hardwood floor, and you're doing repetitive actions that are really going hard on your back. So I think next week or next podcast, we're really gonna do a deep dive into yoga and just try to really understand why it is so necessary. And especially if you're an athlete and you take a sport or an activity very seriously, this is an essential part. So, yeah, that's all I got for you on that topic. Thanks so much for my buddy listening and throwing in that question so we could build some content. Hopefully that helped you guys out. All right, moving right on to the next one. So, this topic we're going to talk about, should I push through or rest if I'm really feeling crappy on the day I have to train? All right, this is a big topic. You know, I do this podcast not claiming that I'm a guru or I'm the end of one-stop shop for all your health and fitness answers. I am struggling and growing with a lot of these same issues, and this is a big one for me. Do I train or do I rest when I'm feeling crappy? I mean, I know a lot of people have different views on this. It's very personal. I mean, let's say you're training every single day and you're a regular person. You're usually very type A, you're positive. You're a go-getter type of person, and you know nothing's gonna keep you out of the gym. But you're those type of people. I would say if you're questioning if you're feeling crappy or not, you're probably feeling crappy because it's gonna take everything out of you to skip that training day, and you just gotta accept that you're probably gonna get more out of that and replenishing your nutrients than if you fought through the training. You know, that could only make you more sick or more apt to injure yourself sometimes, and you just got to remember that it's okay, and overtraining is a demon to all of us. It's always been something kind of ignored by the big strong guys because, you know, it's just the ego thing, you know, push through the pain. But it's 2019 now, guys, and have so much information about this kind of stuff. If you follow a lot of MMA fighters, NFL players, NBA players, these guys are resting way more than back in the day. And you know, the OGs, like, you know, all these old NBA players, you hear them talking smack all the time on young NBA players. Oh, you don't need to give these guys rest days. You know, we used to play every single day back then, and we were fine. I mean, were you though? You know, if you did have a game off here and there, maybe you would have performed better. You don't know. Are you gonna say that woo-woo idea is gonna be smarter than science? I don't know. I mean, I get it from an athlete perspective, it's a little different. You're really only pushing for, and you have like about 8 years in your mindset of how far you gotta push. And if that's all you're looking, planning for, then yeah, screw it. You know, I gotta fight in 3 weeks. I'm gonna wake up at 4 in the morning and run and train all day and sleep 3 hours because I need that confidence that I outwork my opponent and that I'm gonna have an edge on him. You know, if in an 8 week camp you skip a couple days, then you walk into the ring or on the court, on the field, and you're thinking, I don't know the guy I'm facing up against. If maybe while I was resting or sleeping, he was, you know, getting after it, and that makes him more prepared. And you know, the mindset and psychology of an athlete, that's a whole different story. But the facts are is that if your body's compromised, you're not gonna get half the results of what you expect to get out of a workout when you're ready, properly rested, properly, proper nutrients, proper, you know, hydration, all of that. I mean, I was looking into some entrepreneurs. Seems like a lot of them sleep about 6 hours a night, but, you know, they're not putting out these intense sport workouts. So when you look more to guys like that, like high level athletes, they're more in the 8 to 10 range, which is, yeah, it's a lot of sleep. A lot of us can say, you know, Joe, I mean, by the time I get home, it's, by the time I finish my day, it's 10, 11 o'clock. I gotta wake up at 6 in the morning. That's, if I do everything perfect, I'm getting 7 hours. You know, that's life. We gotta work with what you got. If you can't get the 9 hours, you can't get the 9 hours. But just know that that could be a part of you feeling a little compromised, and you're gonna have to make up for that in other aspects. There's a lot coming out of how important rest is. There's new technology. Two I'm familiar with is this thing called the Halo, which is basically like a headband type contraption you put on and you do all your activities with it, and it's basically doing this tracking for you. It's going to a app type thing and it's telling you, you know, it'll let you know if you're compromised and not good to train that day. And I mean, when I look at fitness technology and ideologies and techniques, I look to what pro athletes are doing, because if a team or an organization is implementing something, it's for very good reason, and then they've done a lot of research, because to cap their money they make is based on, you know, performance, and they're not just going to give anything to these guys, and they're trying to make such small changes. A lot of these guys are 5%, you know, 5-6% body fat. They run like gazelles, they're built like racehorses, and, you know, a small change like a rest day here, an extra hour of sleep here, an extra protein shake here could make all the difference for a guy like that. Normal consumers like us, I would say not necessary. I mean, for how expensive all this stuff is right now, it's not really necessary. You could play so much of it off of feel and experimenting. And you know what you should be doing. You know when how you feel when you drink enough water versus when you don't. You know how you feel when you get enough sleep versus when you don't. And you know how you feel when you come in feeling strong in a workout. You put your all into it. And you know how you feel when you come in and you don't do those last two reps. So, you know, play it off of feel. If you have a lot of extra money and this is a cool gadget you want to experiment with, and it is probably a fun, great tool, but, you know, off of a person living a consistent daily life and doing, you know, not pro athlete level training, I would say you could play most of this off of feel. And, yeah, it's just really cool. I mean, even a Fitbit or an Apple Watch is starting to get this technology, and I can't even imagine where it's going to go. It'll probably get to the point or some point where they'll know exactly what you need to eat, exactly what time, exactly which part of the day, exactly how much you sleep each day. And eventually I feel like these athletes are just going to be machines for trainers and coaches, because once you have the genetics, I mean, the science is going to be there soon. So I'm really excited for that. And I know I maybe didn't give you the best advice there, but just know that pushing through every single workout and, you know, cutting on your sleep to get more training in, you're probably doing a lot more bad than good. So, yeah, we'll leave that at that. Boom, 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 and we are into our last topic of the day, just like that. And, this is an article I read that really put my nerves to rest, because it's something I've been worrying about for years, if I was doing the right way or not. And that's, is it a problem if you work out in the day or the morning? You know, is there a difference in how you'll feel? Will you have a harder time going to sleep? if you work out at night, if will you have a harder time getting results if you are working out super tired in the morning. And basically, they told me it's completely off how you feel. It's completely off how you like. Neither one is bad for you at all. So if you're one of those people that, like me, that we're all worried, oh, I'm not getting that extra testosterone boost because I'm not working out first thing in the morning, or oh, I'm not getting those extra calories burned because I'm not working out before bed. So just all preference. It's all preference. I personally work out at 4:30. A couple benefits I see that in for myself is that, after work, I have a meal and I kind of get a couple minutes to reset. The sun's usually out, which gives me a little more energy, and I'm just much more apt to get after it. There's a lot more people at the gym, gives me a better energy, usually a couple friends. Working out in the morning, I would basically have to get to the gym around 4:30, probably would show up to a completely empty gym, and that's just really not the vibe for me. If I'm the type of person that usually tends to stay up a little later than they should, and I'll feel the main effects of that the first thing in the morning. So for me, it's just working out in the morning to later parts of the day that makes me feel really good. If you're someone that does work out at night and you find some trouble sleeping or getting to sleep, here's some solutions I thought of that have affected me in the past. So, taking pre-workout. Yeah, that's basically an energy drink. Just because it's in powder form and you're putting it in a cup does not mean it's not giving you the same effects as a Monster, an Amp, or a tall coffee. So, yeah, you're having a big serving of pre-workout at 8 o'clock at night. Yeah, man, I mean, that shit's probably still gonna have you jittery at 11 o'clock at night, and you're gonna have a lot of trouble sleeping because you're pumped up from your pre-workout. So, I mean, a lot of people say they can't work out without pre-workout, or some people are just plain addicted to it. They can't feel like they're getting a good workout in without that pump. And I'm definitely someone that was highly addicted to pre-workout in my life. I was a big C4 guy, and I remember I found a point where I'm taking 6 scoops of that, and I'm just feeling like I'm about to punch a hole through a wall before I work out. I mean, luckily there's more supplements out, smarter supplements, and it's 2019. We got great stuff at our hands. I take this stuff right now from Onnit called Shroomtech Sport, and it's basically just all natural nootropics and nutrients that build this pre-workout. It's not giving you that jittery type of synthetic feeling where you're just where just feels like you're on some shit. This just kind of gives you a much more natural pump and a natural extra boost of energy. So yeah, maybe it's not the workout, maybe it's your pre-workout. Also, obviously, caffeine goes in the same hand, and if you're working out at 10 at night, you get home after and you try to go to sleep right from there. I mean, that's hard from anybody. I mean, you need some unwind time. You're a normal person. I mean, back in the day, in a primal civilization, you weren't chasing a bear, and then right after you chase the bear, you lay down behind a tree and passed out. I mean, you see this in a lot of parts. People that are waiters or bartenders, if you ever have been yourself. You think you're gonna get home at 3 in the morning after you close up the bar and fall asleep and wake up nice and early and get a big day, but you get home at 3, you gotta unwind for 2 hours, calm yourself down, take a shower, make yourself feel safe. It's just normal human activity. So yeah, so before we close this one out, I just wanted to bring up an experience I actually had just yesterday and share it with you guys because I think it's a cool little anecdote to our mission and our journey of helping others and ourselves. So I was working with a young woman yesterday on her back, and we were just doing a couple basic exercise seated back flies, bent over, also some bent over barbell rows where you drop it on a pad to stop and get a little rest in between each rep. And also some face pulls with the cable with just two handle straps. And this is someone that goes to the gym a lot, and I thought we were just gonna burn right through it, 45 minutes, go get something to eat, but it's not how it went. I'm working with the person. We're starting off on the bent over back flies, and they're expressing to me that they're not feeling it in their shoulder, in their back at all. And I say, okay, well, at the top of the rep, you really want to squeeze your shoulder blades, and that's how you're going to get that upper back squeeze and the results you want, so you're not compromising with your arms or momentum or anything like that. So we're doing the set side by side, and I'm listening to this person breathe, and they're either breathing opposite, breathing out when they're letting it go because they're holding their breath when they're bringing it up, or just holding their breath for a whole couple of reps. And I'm like, whoa, we're missing a lot here. All right, so make them drop the weights and strictly just work on breathing, And what I come to find out is this person has been working out for this whole long time without even knowing how to properly breathe. I had to go all the way down to the core of pull exercise, bicep back. Breathe out on the pull and on a push, bench, shoulder, tricep, you breathe out on the push. And this is a fundamental piece of lifting that'll help everything. Oxygen's not going through your body when you're holding your breath, and your focus isn't the same because you're not have that pattern and consistency in your reps. And the person obviously understands that I know what I'm talking about over them, but they're also frustrated and embarrassed. They're frustrated, for one, that they express that they're frustrated because they didn't feel like they got a workout at the end. And they're also frustrated just because they were embarrassed and their ego was hurt that I couldn't do this workout I planned with them because there were so many other flaws that needed to be corrected. And, I told them straight up, I was like, yeah, you could be upset and embarrassed about this workout right here, but what's something we could be super thrilled and excited and happy about? We could be really happy about that now. We're gonna make every back workout you have from here on out much more effective because you're learning how to engage the actual muscle. Because back's something really hard to work on. If you're not truly engaging the muscle, you could compromise with so many other areas of your body to not use that. Especially if you have a disproportional back and chest, like someone like myself, unfortunately. And also, I said you. If you're not breathing, you didn't even know how to breathe on any lifts. So now you know how to breathe. You could practice your breathing, and you'll get much better workouts, much cleaner results, and you'll feel a lot better and more confident that you're doing everything right. And they said, "Yeah, you're right." And it's so important that if you're doing something wrong, and someone tells you you're doing something wrong, I know we all want to get defensive right away, and that's our natural instinct, but I mean, doing things the right way is so important. I mean, squeezing the rep, squeezing the muscle, contracting them, and focusing them in the right positions, breathing—it's all essential. And if you're not doing that, it's all gonna come back to bite you eventually. I mean, when you're maxing out or doing high volume reps, all your form and all your preparation all really shows, it shows its true colors. So, yeah, that's something. If you're really not the type of person that likes to work on mobility and fundamentals, just think about that, Like, yeah, I'm not getting the most out of this workout right here, but I'm making every single workout in the future better. So, there's definitely more value in that than getting that better that better feeling of a workout in the moment. You know, I sweated a little, so I got a workout. Well, the guy over there that's doing slow, consistent reps and knows exactly what they're doing, yeah, they might not be sweating and you're sweating, but they're going to get more results than you, and that's what it's all about in the end. That's what we want. We want to look good and feel good and play good, so... Yeah, I'll leave you guys with that. I think it was a pretty good episode today. We got out of it that don't let your kids play basketball. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, back pain for we worked through some ways to fix back pain when you're an avid exerciser. We kind of got a little dialogue going for whether to push through a workout or rest. I think that's still something very open and something that needs to be talked about, and probably will only get stronger science on it. So yeah, stay away from the products unless, you know, you're balling out and you just want it for fun and just to play a little game with yourself on tracking your macros and your rest and workouts and all that. And that's all I got for you guys. So thanks so much for listening. Everyone that left me some feedback and listened to the first podcast, that helped me so much for this one, and I hope it'll only just keep getting better. Any questions or topics or articles you may have that you think will be a good part of building some content for this episode, please send it through to me. You can either go right here on Anchor or at my Twitter, Joe Moretti, and let's keep this thing going. I think it's could be really healthy for a lot of people, even if you're not super into working out. These mindsets and these ideas are just, it's like exercising your mind, you know? It's the same way you grow your body is with your mind, information and ideas. So yeah, thanks so much, and I can't wait for next time. Until then, keep getting after it and training hard, and I'll be there with you to support you guys. Thanks.